Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host for today, well, actually every day. My name is Ron Ike. You can call me Ronnie. I'm so honored to have you all join me today. Today is Saturday, November 7th already? Wow. Can you believe the year's almost over? It's insane how quickly time is going by. So I'm honored to do today's show with you, and the title of my show for today is Angel Intuitive Readings with the help of Archangel Raziel. Now, if you don't know who Archangel Raziel is, Archangel Raziel is this wizard type of energy. He's an archangel, but his name means secrets of God, and he can help us to tap into the mysteries of the universe. So if you're interested in deeper mysterious things such as sacred geometry, perhaps, or maybe you want to find out about some of your past lives, what past lives you had. But really, Raziel is just all about the wisdom and deep understanding of the mysteries of the universe. So we're working with Raziel today, and Archangel Raphael is with us as well. Raphael is the healing angel, and as well as my own spirit guides and any other spiritual divine assistance that is joining us for today. So I will be doing readings for my callers that call in. If you cannot make it in today to call in, please know that it's my intention that this show brings blessings to everyone who listens, whether you listen to it live or later on playback. There's always a message for you. And on that note, I decided to draw a few oracle cards from Doreen Virtue's Angel Tarot card deck. And the two cards that popped out are both fire cards, and fire cards are about passion. So I feel that many of us are rekindling our passion, what we want to do with our lives, with our spiritual purpose, and our divine life purpose. And the two cards that I drew for you, one is called the Queen of Fire. And the message says, stretch your wings and fly. Don't underestimate yourself. Assert your independence and creativity. So the Queen of Fire is just somebody who's not afraid to take risks. It's just going out there doing what she loves to do. If you could see the card, there's so much passion, and there's colors and just this intense look on her face. She's so determined and so confident that she knows that whatever she puts her mind to, she will be able to achieve that. You take that into account with the other card that I pulled. It's the Ace of Fire, which is an exciting new opportunity, career advancement, changing your life. So the messages for you today are all about just finding your life purpose, moving forward with your career, doing those things that you love to do. Of course, you can work with Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael knows our divine life purpose and can give you confidence and strength if you feel that fear coming up, like if your ego is trying to sabotage you and telling yourself that you can't do it or that you're not going to be successful. That's the tricks of your ego. And that's when you really want to work with Archangel Michael, who can come with his sword of light to cut those cords of fear and to help you to move forward. Because you're going to feel afraid. It's normal. But you need to find a place where you can feel that fear and do it anyways. Every major spiritual teacher, major spiritual healer, or even if you're not in metaphysics, if you're some type of actor or someone in front of the public, I guarantee you they feel some type of anxiety. On some level, it's normal. But what do you do with that? Do you let it sabotage you and ruin your plans, or do you just move forward anyway, knowing that you have a wonderful gift to bring into the world? So that's where I hope that you will be, is to understand that if you do feel afraid or fear, that it's normal. Sometimes these fears stem from past lives where maybe you were persecuted for the work that you do, and that might be a recurring issue that you might be having now. That's when you can work with Archangel Raziel to help you to understand what may be causing that. It could also be from your childhood. It could be from, you know, the way you were brought up. There could have been a traumatic event. And it just might be that you're not giving yourself permission to move forward. So that's what I hope for you today, is that you will move forward, stretch your wings, don't be afraid, do what you're here to do, and know that the angels are with you always. You only need to ask for assistance. We have free will, and the angels will not interfere with your free will, but if you ask for assistance, they're more than happy to give you guidance. And one of the ways you might be getting guidance is you might be calling into the show today, or maybe you are asking for a sign, and you keep seeing numbers. Numbers are a good way to see signs. I see numbers a lot. Or maybe you're hearing the same song on the radio, or overhearing a conversation where you hear somebody saying the same thing again. There's many different ways that the universe will communicate with you. The question becomes, are you open and ready to receive that? Are you open and ready to receive that? And I want to kind of quickly read something to you from one of my favorite books called Conversations with God. And it's in this book, it's just a quick, like, a few paragraphs here. He talks about how do you know what is the highest choice for your soul? Because maybe you're thinking about changing careers, or maybe you're thinking about, do I go right, do I go left, what choice do I choose? And that's very common. And I want to give you some advice from this book. It's a very powerful book that changed my life. And I just want to read this to you really quickly and tell me what you think. It says, you can create who you are over and over again. Indeed, you do this every day. As things now stand, you do not always come up with the same answer, however. Given an identical experience on one day, you may choose to be patient, loving, or kind. And on the other day, you might choose to be angry, ugly, or sad. The master is one who always comes up with the same answer, and that answer is always the highest choice. In this way, the master is predictable. Conversely, a student is completely unpredictable. You can tell how one is doing on the road to mastery by noticing how predictable one makes the highest choice. Of course, this throws open the question, what choice is the highest? And that's a question around which has revolved philosophies and theologies of man since the beginning of time. If the question truly engages you, then you are already on your way to mastery. For it is still true that most people continue to be engaged by another question altogether. Not what is the highest choice, but what is the most profitable? Or how can I lose the least? When you live your life from a standpoint of damage control or optimal advantage, the true benefit of life is being forfeited. The opportunity is lost. For a life lived thusly is a life lived from fear, and that is a life that speaks a lie about you, because you're not fear, you are love, and love that needs no protection, love that cannot be lost. Yet you will never know this in your experience if you continue to answer the question, what's in it for me, and not what's the highest good. For only a person who thinks there is something to gain or to lose will ask that question. And only a person who sees life in a different way, who sees himself as a higher being, who understands that winning or losing is not the test, but only loving or failing to love. He who asks the other question says, I am my body. He who asks the other says, I am my soul. And here's the last part of it, guys. It says, yet all those who have ears, listen, for I will tell you this. At every critical juncture in your human relationship, there is only one question to ask. What would love do now? So that is from Neil Donald Walsh, Conversations with God, Book 1. And I read that because I wanted to remind you that when you're at a crossroads and you cannot decide, or if you're with any situation, you always want to ask yourself, what would love do? What would love do? What is the highest choice? If you find that you're struggling in a relationship and you don't know how to relate to a particular person, you ask yourself the question, what would love do? How would love handle this? It's similar to those bracelets that the Christian faith wears where it says, what would Jesus do? It's sort of like that, except we're thinking about the concept of love, which is the highest form of energy, the highest vibrational thing in the entire universe. What would that do? What would that look like? What would it sound like? What would it feel like? Are you coming from that place? And if you're not, then you can be sure that you're not achieving mastery. You're still at the student level. That's what he's reminding of us. But all of us who are listening to this show, I'm sure we're on the road to mastery. In truth, we already are masters, but we play this forgetful game in here in our three-dimensional world where we pretend that we forget everything. But in your soul level, your soul already remembers. And that's really what's happening. The great ascension, the awakening that's happening is the remembering of who you are on a deep soul level. So hopefully that brought some inspiration to you. Again, I'm honored to have you join me for today. We're going to get to our phone lines here. And the way I will distinguish your call is I will say your area code, and then you'll be on the air. And it would be great if you could please tell me your name and a question that you would have. Or if you don't want a question, I could do a general reading for you. And we'll get to as many calls as we possibly can within the hour here. So I'm going to get started. I'm going to get to my first call. You're calling from area code 252. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Fine. How are you?
Yes. Fantastic.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I can.
All right.
And who am I speaking with?
My name is Naima.
Naima, hi. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question, or what can I do for you?
Can I just have just a general reading or whatever you pick up?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Okay. I'm going to be working with Archangel Raziel as well. I'm also working with the Angel Tarot cards today. As I am tapping into your energy, I do feel you do really work closely with Raziel. You're interested in those deep metaphysical concepts. I sense like a lot of wizard type of energy around you, which means like you're interested in those things. So it feels like what I like to call a wise one energy. So you have what's called a wise one soul, which means that you've done, in many lifetimes, you've done like shaman work or you've done like metaphysical healing, and you're really interested in those things now, like the deeper kinds of mystery things. So I see that around you as I'm tapping in to your energy. Oftentimes, wise ones can have heart issues because they've witnessed a lot of destruction in previous lifetimes, and they carry that sadness over. And it's almost this feeling of, when is humanity going to get it right? You know, when are they going to listen? When are they going to open up? And it brings a lot of sadness when we see all these things happening in the world around us, because it makes us feel like we're getting nowhere, like this world's never going to change. You know, and you carry some of that sadness energy with you in your soul. And I feel like on some level, when you see these events happening, that it can really depress you. It can really make you feel just not lost, maybe, but more like just like giving up in a sense. You know, we're like, I do all this good stuff in the world, and it doesn't seem to get me anywhere. But I can tell you that you do make a difference every single day in the actions that you take. We all make a difference. It could be something really simple, like just a handshake to somebody that just makes that person's day, or a kind word to somebody, or a smile that you give to a homeless person. You know, it's just those little things that make a difference. But I feel like there's something that's really troubling you right now. There's something that you're concerned about, and it's really, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but there's something I feel like that you're trying to move away from, and it's like you're needing the affirmation or the confidence to do it. And the question I'm asking you is, what is it that you're afraid of?
I don't know. I know what you're saying. I don't know. Afraid of success, afraid of myself, afraid of being alone.
Ah.
So I don't know anything.
Okay. Were you listening to the beginning of the show when I pulled those two cards out?
Yes, and they spoke to me.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, it's a lot of fear, a lot of self-doubt coming from me. And I decided, to just go on regardless of what's going on and how much I feel like I have not done nothing or I'm not really doing what I'm supposed to do. I decided to just keep on going, you know, put on that fearless face and just keep on going until, you know, I break the barrier. So because I could have easily just given up, but, you know, I had made that decision to keep on going. So, your card spoke to me. And what was the other card you were saying? That one also.
There were two cards.
Me,
one was the Queen of Fire, and the Queen of Fire was, you know, stretch your wings and fly. The other one was Ace of Fire, which was career advancement and a new opportunity coming your way. It feels to me like opportunities can be coming your way, but maybe you're not expecting them. We get exactly what it is that we expect. So if you're expecting that things are not going to work out for you, that, oh, this always happens to me, and those kinds of negative self-talk things that we do, you're going to get more of that.
Yeah, I stop, and I'm hesitating on that part. But I'm trying to get to the place where I'm feeling a little bit better about it, and then I will go forward with that part of the career of my life, you know. So, okay.
What I'm feeling for you as I'm tapping into your energy, Naima, is just a fear of the future, like a fear, afraid that you might make the wrong choice. And I have to tell you that there is no wrong choice. You just have to make a choice. Because there's no judgment except the judgment that we create for ourselves. You know, like a lot of our major religions like to make us feel guilty about things or make us feel like we can make a wrong choice or we can displease God and these kinds of things. But that's not the ultimate truth. You know, the truth is love. And you only need to decide for yourself. And as I was reading from that book, I also said, what would love do now? Like, so what would bring you the most joy and the most love in your life, Naima? What would that be? What would that look like?
It would look like me taking care of myself and being able to enjoy good health and good, you know, and freedom, I guess. That would
so financial
be
freedom?
Happiness. Yes, financial.
So you want to be self-employed maybe?
Eventually, but right now I have to start slow. Yeah.
Okay, well, what kind of work are you in?
Right now, I'm just a student.
Oh,
I
see.
I'm not even working. But I'm trying to get this nursing aid thing back, and I'm, like, kind of questioning if I should go back into that or not. That's where I'm hesitant at, taking a test.
What I feel at, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're afraid to make a decision. And I'm drawing a card for you out of the cards here, and the card I drew for you, it says you're at the end of a phase or a situation. It's time to move on. So this card it's the release card. And in traditional tarot, it's the death card, but it's not really death. It's just the end of a phase, end of a cycle. So you're really, like, I feel like it's like, you know, we go through these cycles in our life. It's like I know you're not a child, but it's like you're going, like a child who grows up into adolescence, like spiritually. That's what's happening to you. It's like all the things of your past, of your childhood, of everything. You're like, okay, I'm in a new phase, and I'm ready for the next phase. I feel like you do have a great ability to be a spiritual teacher, to be teaching people the things that you learn, the things that you know about yourself. But you're going to have to take that leap of faith and follow your dreams. Because I drew another card for you, which was the dreamer. And that is that, again, that's a leap of faith. That's just following your dreams and not being afraid. You're asking about the nursing. You said it was nursing, right? Is that where you said you were thinking about that? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna think about the nursing. I'll draw a card for you and see what the cards say and think what the angels got to say. But to me, it's all really just don't give up. You know, keep moving forward. An exciting opportunity. So there's two cards that come out for you, and actually all these cards are major arcana, which means that this is a major event in your life, okay? And there's some fire, which is your passion, and then there's the major arcana. So the card that comes up for you is lovers, which is not necessarily saying like relationship. It's relationship to yourself. It's like, you know, you telling yourself, I love myself, therefore I'm going to do what makes me happy. I deserve this. I deserve to do what makes me happy. The other card that comes up is the high priestess, which is listening to your intuition, but it's also looking at all your options available to you so that you know how to move forward. But along with that, there's all these cards that are jumping out. They're popping out of my deck. They're all fire cards. Fire, which is passion, passion, passion. It's finding your passion. So whatever makes you passionate, if that's nursing, then go for it. But you can't make a bad decision. You can't fail. It's only your thought of failure that's going to make you fail. You can do whatever you want to do.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I'll go ahead for nursing, but if that doesn't work out, I can go this way, that way, or the other way. But I need to kind of, you know, focus right now. Just get that that base beneath me. And then if I want
to,
like
make
a lot
decision.
Of people have been telling me about the teacher. So maybe at that point I could go back and get my teacher credential. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
That's right. So yeah.
Well, it seems like Tamina, you
but
like,
I had to get. My base had to start somewhere. That's where I'm coming from.
You do,
and I'm
and
like,
that's the thing. You have to make a decision, and the cards are speaking to you to make a decision and think about the long term plans that you're going to make for yourself. Right, and it doesn't have to happen right away. You just have to have patience with the process, and know that I do see you being a really strong spiritual teacher. You're a great. It's just going through your life and making a going in a direction that's going to make you happy, and not making others happy. Because in the past you've made others happy, and now you're deciding.
That's
you know what? I need to make myself happy. I need to figure out what makes me happy. Right?
That's
and that's what it's all about, and
that's
taking that leap of faith. So it looks very good for you. It's just, you know, stretch your wings and fly and go forward, girlfriend. That's what I say.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Sounds very good. No, you're hitting it right on the nail, though. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
You have a great night.
Day. You do the same, honey. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, I love all these fire cards that are coming out, guys. It's interesting. There's a lot of passion. We're all thinking about what we want to do with our life purpose and such. So I'm going to get back to the phone lines, and I'm going to get to someone calling from 201. I'd like to get you on the line here if I could get this going. Hello. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can.
Hi.
Could you hear me?
Hi. I can. Can I get your name?
My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What can I help you with today?
I would love to hear something similar to like the last caller to see what the cards have in terms of my purpose and my next steps.
Okay, so you're thinking about next steps. Okay, I want to work with Archangel Michael and a particular deck of cards that I have called the Life Purpose Oracle Card Deck. And this one is really helpful for thinking about life purpose and next steps. So it's as the last caller, I do feel too there is a little bit of anxiety with you as well, because there's always that. I think we as humans we feel that we might be able to make a wrong decision, and there is no wrong decision. It's just making a decision, right? Mm-hmm. And choosing what brings you joy. If you're faced with a decision. Decide, okay, what is it that's going to bring me joy? And if it doesn't bring you joy, then you don't want to choose that, because it's just, you know, and intuitively you'll know. You kind of get a feeling of what's going to bring you joy as you follow that. But I'm also going to work with Archangel Raphael, because I feel like there's some healing things that are going on with you right now. There's some health things that he's helping you with. So I'm going to work with both, and I'm going to just ask the angels what they would like you to know right now. And we're going to get some guidance here. No, you're welcome. Okay. So the first card I drew for you comes from the Life Purpose deck, and it's travel. And it says your life purpose involves traveling. So that could mean you doing traveling, like for a career, or it could also mean, you know, going somewhere and maybe going on a vacation somewhere, or taking, like, a trip to somewhere that's going to inspire you, you know, give you some clarity, like maybe Sedona. Or it could also mean, you know, going on like a workshop, like a spiritual workshop, or traveling and going to like some spiritual workshop. But have you been interested in traveling?
Absolutely. I love it. But I have not been able to do it. I have not been able to really travel for like the last, decades. Like travel, the way how I like to travel, the way how I like to meet people and see interesting things. Because I do get awakening from it, but I've just, it's like I've been
in jail. Have you ever thought about being like a flight attendant, maybe?
When I was a child, but, I mean, for business purposes, I would love to travel and do my own business. And that's what I'm working on. That's what I'm working on.
So what kind of work is it that you're interested in? Is it like healing work?
I'm actually a school teacher, and I've been told that I have healing capabilities. I love herbs. I love holistic things. You know, that's what I find myself gravitating to, that and natural law and, you know, just understanding the universe. And but I've been in a stationary position because I can't break free at this point. I'm trying to, but I have not been able to up to now.
Okay. So I want to repeat what you just said, because you said these exact words. You said, I can't break free. And I want to get some
and
more clarity on that when you
myself.
Say...
Because that depends on me. They don't appreciate it. And, you know, I'm a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
I've always have been. I always will be a caregiver. I believe that's my life purpose.
Okay. I can see that.
And
the reason
I'm
why I wanted to bring up those words where you said, I can't break free, is because when you say those words, you're actually putting out there into the universe that exact thing. I can't break free. I'm stuck. I can't get out of this situation. And that's exactly what it is that you're going to experience. See, when we don't realize how powerful of creators we are, and it's we're not taught this when we're kids. We're taught that there's some outside force, and we're victims, you know. But everything that you think, everything that you say, everything that you do, will manifest itself in your life. So if you think to yourself, "I'm stuck. I can't get out of this rut. I can't break free," and you repeat that to yourself so many times per day, it's probably subconscious now, you probably think it so many times, that it actually, that's exactly what you experience, you know. And now in this current energy that we're in, the veil has been lifted, so to speak, so that when we think something, it instantaneously manifests. So when you're putting out there the thought, I can't break free, see, you're making that happen. So what would be a better thing that you could say besides, I can't break free?
I'm cutting cords.
Good. What else could you say?
I'm removing the shackles.
There you go. How about, I am now free, and I am able to do everything that I love to do. I am now, you want to put it in the present tense. You want to say something like, I am now working in a career that I absolutely love, that brings me joy, that brings me passion. I am able to travel. I have everything that I need. I am successful. I am amazing. I am wonderful. And just put that out there in the universe, and don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just know that it will happen. And know that you deserve that. You deserve that. Because I feel for you, Jackie, there's a small part of you that doesn't always feel deserving. You said you're a giver, and oftentimes what happens is, as givers, we give way more than we receive. So it's like you'll give and give and give, but maybe not be open to what could, all the good that could come to you. You deserve just as many good things as everybody else does, right? You do. Because
right.
I can tell you're a light worker, and I could tell that your heart's in the right place, but there's something inside of you that's saying that you don't deserve it, and you do. You do.
Right.
It's like the angels are showing me like a net, and then like they want you to, like, you know how like if you were to take a net and go outside and just start catching butterflies with a net? That's what they're showing me. It's like you going out there and taking a net and just catching all the things that you need to do. Like, I want this, I want that, I want that, and just, and having fun with it, and like, and just, you know, being successful with exactly who you are. Because you're right, you do have that earth energy, you do have that spiritual energy, that that healing. What I want to do is ask Archangel Michael to come near you. And if you're open to this, I'm going to ask him to cut some cords of fear that might be blocking you. Are you open to that?
Absolutely. I need
to. All right. So just keep thinking that Archangel Michael's there. Okay. And whatever you need to release, just give it up to him. And he's going to cut cords of fear for you. And he's given you this tremendous confidence and this push to move forward of where you want to be. And he's vacuuming up your energy. He's clearing away the fear that's in your energy field, that's in your body, that's in the very deep of your cells. He's like cleaning your cells in a deep cellular level and sort of detoxing you and helping you to release. So it's important for you to detox right now. I feel like take like a sea salt bath would be really good for you, drinking lots of water. There's a book you can read too called Angel Detox, and it talks about like safe ways to detox. It would get rid of some of the toxic things in your body, like from the past, thoughts you were thinking, or maybe bad habits that you might have had, you know, things like if you used to drink, you know, whatever it is that might still be inside of your system, to clearing that out, so that giving you permission to move forward, because you are a wise soul, you're a wise being, and it's important for you to remember that you don't have to give your power away. You have the right to create your life as you want it to be. So whatever it is, okay, let's do that. Let's visualize Jackie's life exactly as she wants it to be. And let's put that out there into the universe, and we're just going to let it go. Everything that it is that you're looking for, and just let it come to you. And just know that it will. And I feel like that's something that you need to do like on a regular basis, because that felt very powerful. Did you feel that?
Yes.
It felt very powerful. It felt like you gave yourself permission to receive. You did. You said, you know what, I deserve this. And that's what's been missing from your life, is that you've been giving your power away. But now it's time to reclaim your power and take that back and do what you're here to do.
I've dealt with issues of abandonment and rejection, and you know, like the ones who I am responsible for, you know, my children, my family, like my household. I don't want to abandon them emotionally, because I know what it was like, and I did give away my power, and then it came to a place where they began to abuse it, because they were so used to me doing. But I look back over my life, and especially the last couple of years, and I realized that my entire life I have always had to help other people, but they didn't appreciate it, or they.
Yeah, it's very powerful what you're doing, because as you're talking, you're releasing all this energy. You're releasing all the stuff that's been... Yeah. You're letting all this go, and you're releasing, and you're giving yourself permission to move forward. And I see Archangel Michael with you now, and he's really giving you the strength, and he's really proud of you for taking these action steps that you're taking, and for becoming aware, because you're right, you know, It's very common for women to do that. You know, women are often the caretakers, and they give to their husband, and they give to their children, and they give to their career. And it's like, it's also equally important for you to receive and know that you deserve it as a divine being of infinite light and wisdom. It's time for you to reclaim that back, right? So I think that the travel card came up for you because it's time for you to go to some type of spiritual retreat somewhere, like where you can rejuvenate and get back yourself. There's all kinds of like workshops, like if you go to hayhouse.com, you know, Hay House Radio and stuff, they have all kinds of workshops, like metaphysical workshops. There might even be some in your area, like, or if you know, or just go to a group of people where you can just rejuvenate and just get that power back. You might also benefit from some type of shamanistic work, like soul retrieval. You might want to find someone on the internet who does soul retrieval, and if anybody listening does that, you can let me know, and I can help out Jackie here. Soul retrieval is basically where, you know, in times of trauma, our parts of our soul literally gets taken away from us. It's like it scatters out, and we have these little shards of our soul scattered all over the universe. And what soul retrieval does is, like, returns those pieces back to you so you can be whole and you can be complete, and it'll help you feel much better. And I think that would be something that would really, really benefit for you if you could do that. But overall, Jackie, Archangel Michael's working with you, giving you strength, giving you courage to move forward. You're doing a lot of releasing, a lot of healing. Remember the book Angel Detox, because I think that book might help you. And just know that you don't have to get it perfect, you know, and know that any choice you make is going to be a good choice as long as you come from your heart. You can't make a bad decision, you know. Just give yourself permission to be happy because you deserve it.
Thank you. And in terms of business, it does that. I am manifesting. I've been doing it for a long time, but I had some issues in my family that it did fracture my soul. You explain it exactly. That's just how it feels.
Got it.
And it's been an uphill battle and a painful and a lonely battle. And I think I know definitely it affected my children because I put the strong face up front, but deep down, I guess they could feel it from a cellular level, you know, that I was fractured, you know?
Sure.
But I give the world that strong face because I don't walk alone. I know that Archangel Michael has been there for me.
Absolutely.
He shows me his feathers from time to time, and I collect them.
That's beautiful.
Amazing. You guys are with me as well.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so proud of you, Jackie, for coming to this realization. And I'm going to pull one more card from Archangel Raphael, and then I'm going to get to the other phone lines. We have a lot of people that are on the line here. But I'm going to give you.
And when you're done, please keep me on hold, okay?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't disconnect the calls. I usually keep it. Okay. So let me draw a card from Archangel Raphael for you. There's actually two cards that came out together. One says, have faith. Okay, everything's going to work out exactly as you desire. Another one is organic foods, and the other one is caffeine-free. So it seems like the angels are saying to you that in order to better hear your angels, to hear your guides, you know, and go in a direction you're wanting to go in, change the way you're eating and what you're putting into your body. And that's what the Angel Detox book can kind of help you with and give you some insight into that. So this is just a validation, again, of that.
A validation.
Yeah. Just keep on moving forward and know that I'm going to continue to send you positive thoughts. And if any of the listeners, too, want to do that, we'll send you healing energy to help you to move forward.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
I didn't get your name.
Oh, my name is Ron.
Ron, could I just say something real quick?
Sure.
Organic foods is one of my favorite pastime is gardening. That's when I really ground.
Oh, I love it.
And I haven't been able to garden in my ideal place because it was withheld from me, but I'm going to reclaim it and I'm going to get it back.
Okay.
And healing is one of the things that I want to do. You were right on target. I appreciate everything.
Oh, you're so welcome, Jackie. Okay,
thank
I can give you an amen here. Hold on. Here we have an amen.
It's all right.
So I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thank you again for calling in. And if you want to check out my Facebook page, I'm on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ascensionmagic, just like the name of my radio show. And
okay.
There's a little community there where you can chat with other people, and I draw cards, and so it's really positive space. If you want to check that out, that'd be great. And if you want to keep me posted on how you're doing, you can do that too.
I will.
All right, Jackie. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller calling online, area code 202, and get you on the phone here. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Of course. What's your name, hon?
My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. What can I help you with today?
I just wanted to get a reading on what is, or see what the angels say and what's coming up for me. Just, I guess, general life path, career, and love are important to me.
Okay. I'm going to continue to work with Archangel Raphael because I felt that would be something that would benefit for you at this time. So I'm going to just see what the angels want you to know right now.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I drew a card. The Archangel Raphael is the angel of healing and health. So it felt to me like there were some health things. It could either be with you or with somebody in your life, but they're saying second opinion, which is saying, like, you know, if there's a medical issue with somebody in your life, that it's important to get a second opinion on it and to maybe think about alternative methods of healing, whether that could be, like, you know, energy healing or other types of another approach. But the card second opinion comes up. And the other card that comes with it, too, it says to stretch, to, you know, take care of your body, like through either yoga or through meditation or exercise of some type. But it's interesting that the second opinion card comes up. Is there a health issue with you or somebody that around you going on?
No, not that I know of, no.
Okay, that's just interesting. I don't know why that card comes up. It might just be for somebody that's listening, you know, like that,
yeah,
that happens
yeah.
oftentimes too. Because mm-hmm. when I drew the card, I said, you know, what did the angels want you to know? And it was second opinion. So what else could this card possibly represent? It also could be selecting a healthcare professional that you feel comfortable with, like getting a different
mm-hmm.
doctor. Like if you don't feel comfortable with your current doctor or, you know, or whoever your healthcare provider is, that maybe think about going to another person. It might also
mm-hmm.
mean getting some research on a topic. So second opinion could mean, you know, maybe you've been thinking about going in a particular direction or getting some insights. And this is saying, look for another perspective on it, not just the one you've been looking at, because there's multiple approaches to a problem. So think about
mm-hmm.
a second opinion through that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, I think, what that card is saying to you. I'm going to also work with, because you kind of asked about life purpose, so I want to work with the life purpose cards here. Where'd they go? I got cards all over the place. Here we go. All right, so life purpose. Here we go. And we're thinking about Kay and what the angels want her to know. I'm just shuffling. Okay, so this card stopped for you. Okay, so the card that comes out for you, this is from the Life Purpose deck. It says counseling. It says you heal with kind words, wise advice, and an empathetic ear. So do people often tell you that you're easy to talk to, that they can talk to you about their problems?
Mm-hmm.
So this card is just, this card's like a validation of that, that any kind of route through the way of counseling, it doesn't mean you have to be a counselor. It could be, in many careers, you can be a counselor. Like I'm a high school teacher, and as a teacher, I'm always counseling my students on in so many different ways, you know, not just the content area, but how to be a better person and how to live in the world. So counseling is something that you might want to look into if you're not already doing that.
Okay.
But also it's just a validation that you are a natural counselor. And I do feel like you also have some healing ability too. You really are a natural healer, and you don't always, it kind of surprises you when you do it. Like it just pops up like, whoa, I actually did some healing work. So you might want to think about going into taking some healing courses. But the angels are telling me that it's important that you meditate, because when you meditate, you'll be able to better clearly hear what they're telling you. And meditation doesn't have to be this big elaborate, you know, put up an altar and spend 5 hours oming and chanting. You know, you don't have to do that. Meditation could be you light a candle and you just stare at the flame for like 5 minutes. You know, it's like getting out of
yeah.
your mind. It could be sometimes like when I go for a jog, right after I'm done running, I'll sit down and you just like stare off in space for 5 minutes. Because when you're in that state, your mind shut off, you know, and meditation
yeah.
is really just sort of turning off the mind so that you can hear that intuitive voice coming forth through you. You know, I don't think you have a problem with hearing the voice of the angels necessarily, but it's like it would be more intense if you were to meditate, and it would help you to kind of move forward. It feels like sometimes, to me, you can be your own worst enemy, because you let the ego take over sometimes, you know, like,
yeah.
And the ego likes to sabotage us and tell us that we're not good enough or that we can't do things. And the ego also likes to put us in our lower self, you know, where we act like we just do things that are not of love. You know, we get suspicious of people, or we act mean towards people, or we're just not in that place of love. And I feel sometimes that the ego can throw you off your path sometimes. And when that happens, that's when you want to work with Archangel Michael, because Archangel Michael, he has a sort of light that can cut through those cords and can get you moving forward with what you're here to do. Okay, so that's kind of what I feel like they're trying to tell you today, is the counseling. So you could either think about a career in that, or just a validation in that. Meditation came through for you. Let me see if there's any other messages that they want to say. They want me to work with the romance card, because I have romance cards too, because you kind of asked about that a little bit, and we'll see what message they have for you there. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so we're thinking about Kay. And what would the angels like her to know? Oh, this is the one. This is the two. Okay. So two cards together. One is wedding, and one is engagement. Are you in a serious relationship right now?
No.
Mm-mm. So this is just saying, this is pretty strong. It says wedding and engagement. So is there a person that you're thinking about being with? Like, is there somebody that you've been wanting to go with or date?
Yeah, but it's so far-fetched, and the person is in another state.
Okay. Because I asked what the angels want you to know, and wedding and engagement comes out. So sometimes these cards don't have to be specific literally in terms of wedding. It could be just like being married to yourself, you know, like loving yourself first so that you can be truly happy, you know. It could also mean that someone around you might be getting married, but it might mean also that you could be meeting your significant other at a wedding. Like, if you're going to a wedding soon or in the near future, you might find a special partner there. But if you've been married in the past, it could also ask you to look at your past marriages, but I don't think that's the case with you.
Yeah.
But it's something to do with the wedding. And the engagement card is similar, right? It could mean getting engaged, but you said that's not the case. So it might also just mean reassurance that you will soon be engaged in a relationship, you know, with whatever it is that you've been asking for. Like, you know, like an engagement doesn't have to mean like a wedding engagement. It could be just like finding someone that you're engaged with, like a person that engages your attention. And I think that's kind of what this card is saying to you, is that it's time for that to happen, and just give yourself permission to let it happen. You have a lot of like sweet kind of elemental fairy type of energy around you, which is really, really sweet. And so it's just kind of what I'm feeling. And I think that if to attract somebody that you're wanting, it would be helpful if you just let go and allow it to happen. I think too many of us get in trouble because we have this perfect idea of this perfect mate that we want, and we have super high standards. You know, they got to be like this and they got to be like that. There's nothing wrong with having standards in place, of course.
Right.
But what we do is we put out our intentions in the universe, and then we let it go, and the universe will just bring us exactly what it is that we're looking for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we're with somebody, it's important to just let them be who they are and not try to fit them to be the way we want them to be, you know. Just let things take its place naturally. And I think that's what they are wanting you to remember. That, I guess, that's kind of what I feel. So we had some messages about wedding engagement, we had counseling and meditation. So that's kind of the messages that came up for you today, hon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a good
sure.
one.
You too. All right. All right, guys. We have time for a few more calls. I'm going to go down to 402. You're calling You're the next caller. Oh, where'd you go? 402. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Diane.
Hi, Diane. What can I do for you today?
Well, for a while now, I've been doing some work on, you were talking about romance with the last caller, and I have been on my own for quite a while, and I've been working on clearing out that energy so I could have a deeper, more meaningful connection with the man, and I've kind of felt that around me for a while, but I'm not in that relationship yet. One friendship is maybe headed in that direction, but I just kind of wanted to see what you were picking up in terms of me for romance, if one really is getting closer or if I'm reading the energy wrong.
Okay. What I feel with you is that sometimes what happens is that you push your partners away because it's like it's coming from a place of fear, because it's not like a fear like they're getting too close, but it's almost like having like the same thing I was saying to the last caller, like having like a high standard in place. And what that does is it puts up this sort of energetic barrier that makes people like resistant to get too close. And I'm not sure if you're really aware of it. And it doesn't feel like it's, you know, it's mean or anything like that. It's just we're taught when we're younger, you know, we have this idea of like this perfect, beautiful relationship, you know, our soulmate and all these things. And we get this really high standard in place. And sometimes that gets us in trouble because instead of accepting our partner for who they are, like I was saying, we want them to be the way that we want them to be. And then in our minds, we think that in our minds, like, well, this person's not being this way and this person's not being that way. And what that does is it pushes that person away. And I feel like sometimes there's some of that going on with you, because you're very for a female, you have a lot of masculine energy, and that means like you're very you have that forward going, like get things done kind of. That's what I mean by that. It's like get things done,
right?
Very driven, and that can sometimes for a relationship that might be like intense for some people who aren't on that same vibration as you, you know, because you're very driven like that. So that I'm just saying what I pick up on.
Sure.
So maybe try to work on balancing that masculine and feminine energy within you, that going forward yet also being receptive and receiving, like balance out the give and the take so that there's an equal exchange, and being receptive to what your partners are saying to you. You know, like you don't have to be the one to do everything or to try to fix things. You know, things can happen between both people. It's like you're so driven, and it's like you're just like you like to get things done, and it's like, you know, when there's something that you both could do together, it's almost like you're the one that's like, okay, I'm gonna do it, you know. And I'm just saying what I'm picking up on, and try to work on just balancing that out a little bit so it's an equal give and take. So now we're gonna get to the cards here. And I'm going to just kind of think about your relationships here and see what the angels want you to know. Okay, give me a second.
That's fine, thank you.
Sure. Okay, so some of these relationships that, because you said there was like one or two people you might have been interested in, or that I thought I heard you say.
Right, Brian.
Okay. It feels like there's past life things going on here. It really does. It feels past life, and that might be why some of these things that are happening feel so intense, because these are past life relationships and things that are being healed and remembered so that you can heal and move forward. And you have one guy's name, Brian, and what's the other guy's name?
Brian's really the only main one that I'm interested in now. What you said before was spot on, because I have felt him pull away, and I wasn't sure what I was doing, but I felt it was me and not him that caused that somehow.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah, because, you know, it's your intentions are good. I don't feel like you have bad intentions. It's just that, you know, like you're trying really hard to get it right, and I think sometimes we try too hard, and then it can push people away, you know? And it's like you're just trying to get it right and do it the right way. And it's like, you know, just kind of like let your guard down a little bit and just let things happen the way they're supposed to happen, and then I think that he'll be more receptive to that. So
okay.
It's not, you know what I mean? Like, he's a little more laid back. So he's like, okay, you know, this is a little intense for me. But
yeah,
I did draw. I did draw a card for you, and it's interesting. It's the same card that I drew for the last caller, and it cards wedding. So
it
says this situation involves marriage. So it doesn't, I mean, it could mean that there's a wedding for you in the future with Brian, but it could also mean, like I said before too, that there might be a wedding coming up for someone in your future, like someone that you know, like a girlfriend. There's a lot of different things this card could mean. It also, I think, might have to do something with a past life thing too. It could be that there was a wedding in a past life, but energetically, as I'm kind of tapping into the energies there with, it feels like there's some negative, some cord attachments there that's affecting the energy in your relationship. So everybody that you engage with, it doesn't have to be a romantic, when you're close to somebody, cords connect with that person. And we want to keep the cords of love, but the cords of, you know, like any kinds of drama or negative energy or any arguments, those kinds of things, we want to release those things because those affect the relationship and they make you feel drained because you feel each other's energy. So if you're open, what I want to do is ask Archangel Michael to just cut
open.
Any cords of fear and cords of, you know, any kinds of negative things that have been said or thought between each other, and just keep those cords of love and remove that those cords of fear so that you can better move forward. And I think that's gonna help, because I feel like there's been some thoughts that have been you guys both have been thinking about each other back and forth that haven't always been I'm not saying that they're malicious or anything, but negative, so to speak, you know, like they haven't always been like pure just loving things. And these are going to be cleared away. I'm asking Archangel Michael to clear that away.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So let me ask Archangel Michael to work with you here a little bit more. Okay. I don't feel like deep down, really, you feel like this person is the one you want to be with. Honestly, I'm just feeling this energy with you. It's
okay.
Like you could, but it feels like you're wanting something else. You know, it feels like you want something more from a partner, and I think that maybe there's a part of you that's not sure, like, if you let go of this relationship, when will that come, where will that come from? You know, like, is that making sense?
A little bit. I really felt, though, that he was kind of the one that was, that we're really a good match for each other.
Okay.
But it's
okay.
Still early on, so subconsciously I could be thinking, this isn't the one, you know what I'm saying?
That might be just what I'm picking up on. Yeah, that could just, like, I'm just getting my impressions, and that's kind of what I was picking up on. Well, the wedding card came up, so that's totally a good sign. It's just, you know, open up that communication between each other and give him permission to come into your space. You know, like, that's really what it is. And if you do that, then I think that it will really change the nature of the relationship. You know, like, and try to work on that balancing that masculine, feminine energies within yourself. You know, like giving and receiving, the thinking versus the intuitive, like try to kind of balance that out a little bit and understand a little bit more where he's coming from. Try to understand his perspective a little bit more. And I think that you'll have a better time. I have to actually let you go here because I only got a minute left in the show. So I have to kind of wrap up
okay.
the show, but I hope
thank
that's been helpful
you.
For you.
Very much so. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're very welcome, Diane. I appreciate you calling in. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You
so
too.
I want to thank all my callers for calling in. And if you listen to the show as well, there's always a message for you. If you listen to it live or if you listen to it later, there has been a message for you. Please know that you're never alone and that your angels are always with you. You do have angels. Even if you don't believe, they are with you. Ask them for assistance, and they're more than happy to help you. Okay? Remember the cards at the beginning of the show, which said that stretch your wings and fly, that we're opening up to our passion. Know that things will work out for you. As long as you expect the best, you will get that. Okay? And I want to remind you, and I always say this every week, that all is well, and we're going to end it with a little bit of love here.
Mm-hmm.